human injustice, oppression against humanity, against mankind. These people who name themselves Muslims are worse than animals if they are following the inhuman and oppressing manners of practice in the northwest of Pakistan. The government of Pakistan has not done anything against them. And recently, when last month this operation against terrorism started in the northwest of Pakistan, it was stopped by many of the government officials saying that these people are not fighting back, therefore they have no bad intentions. We condemn all of these people being killed and all of these people who are taking part in killing the Shias and any Muslim in northwest of Pakistan and anywhere in the world. People in Deir Ismail Khan and the people in Khurram Agency have been continuously forced by Taliban to give passage so they can continue with their terrorist activities in Pakistan and around the world. They train the terrorists there and send them abroad, and they're killing the Shias there. There are people who are now training in that area and they're spreading all over the world. We condemn the Pakistani government support and the state killing of these Shias. We demand the Pakistani army and the Pakistani law enforcement agencies to take quick action against these people, terrorists in that area. And all of these people listening inside and the people, those who are recording it inside, we demand them not to stop the Pakistani media and the Pakistani press to give coverage to these people who are being oppressed in those areas. There are more than 600 people killed just in Khurram Agency. And Deir Ismail Khan has similar numbers in the past few months. Each time any of the Shia Muslims try and protest against these killings, just in last 1 week, over 100 people were arrested by the police because they were protesting. We demand anyone listening inside and anyone who's making notes. Last week when we had the protests here on Friday, 8 days ago, the High Commissioner had also listened to us. He said to me personally himself, having phoned me at my house, that we have sent the letter to the Pakistani officials, so we should not do this protest. We demand that if these words have been listened to in the Pakistani law enforcement agencies, then why hasn't anything been done since? The people have been killing the Muslims in that area. They are demanding the Pakistani Shias in Khurram Agency that the Pakistani Shias should give them a passage to go to Afghanistan and collect their arms easily. In the 1980s, when in the time of General Zia, similar things were happening. The Shias complied with the conditions, and what happened? There was more killing of the Shias. We demand that this killing must stop at once. Otherwise, the Pakistani instability will continue because oppression has no result. Injustice has no result. But downfall. The biggest example of that is Saddam, who continued for so many years, for decades, the oppression and injustice continued. And what happened? The downfall of Saddam came and the world saw how he died and how he was humiliated. The Pakistani officials likewise have to look at oppression with those eyes, that if they do not stop, that is instability. We pray for the safety of Pakistan, the government and the stability of the people of Pakistan, not only just Shias, but all Muslims, not only just the Muslims, but all people that are living in Pakistan, even the Christians and the Hindus. We pray for their well-being and we pray for that stability in Pakistan. But if oppression and injustice continues the way it is in Pakistan, then Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, he says, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that al-mulku yabqa ma'al-kufr wa la yabqa ma'al-dhulm. The government of a disbeliever will continue, may continue, but the government with injustice does not continue. If this injustice continues in Pakistan, then we fear for the security of Pakistan. We fear as lovers of Pakistan that Pakistan will have a very bad future if this killing and injustice and oppression continues in Pakistan. 1, 2, 3, 4. Loudly so they can hear us inside. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are killing no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We are killing no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We are killing no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We are killing no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We are killing no more.
Now I request the President of Majlis Ulama Shia. Who will inshallah soon address this gathering in English and also in Urdu and address this issue that is continuing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Loudly. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Terrorists, terrorists, Taliban terrorists. Terrorists, terrorists,
Taliban terrorists.
Terrorists, terrorists,
Taliban terrorists.
Terrorists, terrorists,
Taliban terrorists.
Terrorists, terrorists,
Taliban terrorists.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shia killing no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shia killing no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.